We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Thursday morning, January 20th, 8:16. Rain falling in different areas of the city. And the temperature you're feeling right now is as warm as it's going to get all day, because the temperature will continue to fall. Eventually to a low of 30 tonight on the North Shore, 34 South Shore. And then tomorrow, they were originally calling for some kind of wintry mix. But they're saying with some kind of high pressure, dry air, something or the other, it's probably not going to happen. It's just going to be cold and dry, with highs of 39. Then for the next two nights, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, a hard freeze on the North Shore, lows of 26 and then 24. And then on the South Shore, a light freeze, so you don't have to worry about your pipes or anything, lows of only 32. And the highs for those both days, Saturday and Sunday, are going to be in the mid to upper 40s. So it's going to be chilly. You'll be able to get some things done outside if you like. Right now, rain in Kenner, 57 degrees. Houma, it's raining, 57 there as well. And here in Belchase, light rain, 58 degrees. COVID, we all know what's going on with that and the latest variant, Omicron. Well, what effect is that having on Hollywood South and jobs? We thought we'd check in with Trey Bervant to find out. Trey, of course, the president of Louisiana Film and Entertainment Association. How are you, Trey?
Good morning, Tommy. I am doing well, ready for the wintry mix headed our way, I guess.
Well, I don't know if it is or not. I don't know if you need to get ready or not. Either way, get ready and stay ready, damn it.
Yeah.
How's business with Hollywood South?
Well, you said it a second ago. The Omicron has kind of been very pervasive, and we've been no exception. We still maintain a lot of the health and safety protocols that we have been during COVID. And so what we've seen is most productions have had an uptick. And what they do is they'll just kind of take a break in production, go dark for about a week, and then they'll pop back up. And we've seen that pretty consistently. But as the surge is going down, most shows are back up and running again.
What is being filmed here in the state? What are some of the shows that we watch either? And first off, let me take a step back, Trey. I would presume that with the diversification of programming with all the different streaming services, et cetera, that's good news for Hollywood South, because you have different services begging for content, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, look, we've seen all the supply chain disruptions because of COVID, and our industry is no different. And what that has done is that it's created this immense demand for content. And in all realms, you see programming and content and stories being developed for everybody and anybody. And what we're seeing now is those companies looking to Louisiana. We see a lot of companies that are coming down here looking to shoot New Orleans for New Orleans, but we also see companies coming down here shooting New Orleans for other parts of the country and the world. So, it has really expanded and exploded to the point where I think the latest unofficial spending in the New Orleans region is upwards of over $800 million last year. So despite COVID, they're still spending money in large quantities down here in our area.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things on the horizon and how many people are working, et cetera. If you have any questions or comments about Hollywood South, please, you can text them in the Oakland Heart Jeweler talk and text line at 504-260-1870. You won't have to stay on hold. And I'll pass them along to Trey Bervant, president of Louisiana Film and Entertainment Association. It's 8:20, some rain around the area. That affects traffic, so let's look at it now on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, January 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2022, Anno Domini. 48 degrees for the low, high temperature today. The temperature is going to fall throughout the day, and it's going to be a cold weekend. We're talking to Trey Burvan, president of Louisiana Film and Entertainment Association, about Hollywood South and the COVID surge, et cetera. What is on the horizon? Trey, do you know of any productions that, or how does the process work? Do they scout locations and then do they crunch the numbers in terms of tax credits or et cetera and decide where the, is it all about the money or is it about the location combination they're in when they're filming a series, I would think, especially more than a movie, because a series can be continuing business, right?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, you look at what's happened over the last 20 years and the decentralization of production, you know, all over the world, right? Toronto, London, you know, outside, you know, Louisiana, Georgia, you know, and everywhere in between. And, you know, there's a lot of, the good thing about New Orleans is that we have a lot of stories, a lot of history, and it's a very alluring city, as we know. That's why we live here. So you get shows that creatively will want to come down here and, like I said, shoot New Orleans for New Orleans. Case in point, AMC is here right now. They're doing a reboot. They bought all of Anne Rice's library, and, you know, you might see their trucks over there. They're filming in the French Quarter right now. They're going to do a reboot of Interview with the Vampire. Mm-hmm. And one of the other, so that's a show, an example of a show that is looking to shoot New Orleans for New Orleans. And then you've got a show, say, like they're filming a Mike Tyson biopic down here. Well, you know, Mike Tyson didn't live down in New Orleans, but they were able to find the locations that suited the creative direction of the program. And of course, yes, the incentives do draw productions down here. And right now, Tommy, to be quite honest, it's wherever they can find a stage or a space to shoot, because the industry is just flooded with content all over the globe.
It's kind of fun when you're watching something, and I did a lot of work at Boomtown for a long time, giving away cars for like 10 years. And I was watching some movie, I forgot what it was, and I realized, hey, that's Boomtown where they shot that. And it's amazing how sometimes they can change the set where you don't even realize something that you walk through every day almost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did a day on it. There's a Disney show shooting down in Chalmette, and they had a scene that was going to be in the museum, the NoMA Museum. And what they did was they built it down in the courthouse down in St. Bernard Parish, right? And you're going to believe you're going into a museum, but no, you're going into an old empty courthouse that they made it look like it. So it's make-believe, right?
I know somebody whose house was used in a production, and she's very happy about it. And somebody texted in and said, how can I get my house on a list for movie production rental or even used for filming? How does that work, Trey, if you want to be considered for a location? Do they have to scout you, or can you make yourself available to them?
It's a little bit of both, right? I mean, you see some locations and houses that just have a Hollywood look, and producers get drawn to them over and over. But the best way to get on the radar is, you know, when productions come down here, they hire a location scout. And the location scout is the expert on the look. Hey, I'm looking for a three-story house that faces west and has a front porch that looks like this. Hey, we're looking for a bungalow house with a big front yard and a pool in the back. I mean, there's all of these locations. And so they scout these around town. So I know that the New Orleans Film Office website has a list of location scouts and locations. So you could actually, and I'll have to double check this, go on the website and upload your house there. And they use those databases to look for new places to film.
You know, the campaign was filmed in Gretna and part of it in Belchase at the high school and the stadium. There's a scene in there with the snake handler where I know that building, I've seen it before, but yet I haven't been able to track it down. But one of these days I will. Thank you, Trey. I appreciate your time.
You got it, Tommy. Anytime.
And when you find that part that's right for me, let me know, okay?
I actually found it, so we need to talk.
Oh, good.
I got
perfect. Absolutely. Yeah,
get
with Jordan.
Offline.
Get with Jordan.
I'll call Jordan and we'll be in touch.
Do that. Hooray for Hollywood. Trey Burvan, president of Louisiana Film and Entertainment Association. I can only imagine what that is. We'll talk to Rafael Goyeneche when we come back about crime in New Orleans. Right now, time for WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.